Senior Story, Someone is Always Watching You. Chapter 8, The Accident. Jamila and Dantrell spent a lot of time together over spring break. Dantrell's mom, Ms. Carson, worked an afternoon shift at a factory, and Jamila's mom worked a day shift, so they weren't left alone like so many other kids. Mostly, they played with Buddy, participated in some library programs, and watched TV, if the weather was bad. And today was one of those bad days. Gloomy and rainy. "I'm taking Buddy out for a walk. He needs to go. Want to come?" asked Jamila. "I guess. This is getting boring," said Dantrell as he grabbed his jacket. There were puddles on every block. Buddy loved water, so he tried his best to roll in every single one. Jamila soon gave up trying to keep him out, and they both laughed at his antics, especially when he was on his back, kicking his legs. "He looks like a turtle stuck on his back, all covered in sweat," giggled Jamila. "Look out!" Dantrell shrieked and shoved Jamila back onto the sidewalk just as a car came screeching around the corner. The road was slick, and the driver had lost control for a second. As he straightened his car out, a dog came crashing through some overgrown bushes between two dilapidated, abandoned houses and charged into the street. The driver slammed on the brakes, but not in time to avoid the dog. Just then, a desperate call came from the same direction, and a big kid came dashing out after the dog. "Duke! Duke! Stop!" But it was too late. The car smacked him, and he was flung to the middle of the road where he wailed in pain. The car took off, unaware of what had just happened. "No, Duke! You ain't gonna die! You can't! I need you! I'll find..." The boy sobbed as he pulled his dog to the side. The door of the rundown house swung open. A harsh voice screamed out from what apparently was not a vacant house after all. "Get yourself in here and leave that mangy mutt alone. I tell you 100 times, we ain't got no money for that scamp, and now we ain't needin' to worry about it no more." She had a toddler in her arms as she stomped over to the boy, grabbed him by the shirt, and started dragging him toward the door. "You got no business having a mutt, Tarek. How many times them police come here looking for you 'cause you've been stealing food? I got rent to pay and no car, and you just doing nothing but getting us in deeper trouble." The door slammed shut, but Jamila and Dantrell could still hear the shouting. Chills ran down their spines, and Buddy trembled, fur standing upright on his back.